He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. The sky is falling, June the 19th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio. I don't want to hear any whining. You've got to put up with days like this from time to time. You think over the last 9+ years we haven't had many days like this? And what's been the wrong thing to do every time? And I'm not a perma bull. The wrong thing to do every time is to panic and sell. Well, the Dow is down 362 points. Wait, I'll give you time to run for the telephone, run to the computer, run to the laptop, or whatever mobile device you prefer, and sell everything. Okay, are you back now? All right. The Dow is at 24,624. The Dow is down 1.5% this morning. The S&P is down 0.9%. It's at 2747. The NASDAQ, which has been hitting new highs recently, is down 85 points right now, 1.1%. The global Dow, how about that? Looking around the world, down 1.2%. Gold is only down $1.10. There you go for all you gold bugs. Doing fine today. Gold is down 0.9%. You've got oil down 44 cents a barrel. The big meeting is this Friday with OPEC members gathering. And oil right now is at $65.37 per barrel, down 48 cents. And, of course, the interest rates are going down today. We're down to 2.88%. There is a rally in the bond market as all those folks that I just gave time to run to their phones and sell everything are doing that. And they're moving into bonds in a rising interest rate environment. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, broadcasting this week. I'll be here until next Tuesday in the Scottsdale, Arizona area where it's beautiful right now. Just beautiful. Gorgeous day here in Scottsdale. Next Tuesday we'll be flying out from Phoenix International to Dallas International and taking up shop in the Dallas area to spend some time, some quality time with my friends in Dallas. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In fact, a week from tomorrow, I'll be broadcasting live from SRN's studios, their national headquarters. I'll be broadcasting from Mike Gallagher's perch from his broadcast studio. And so that will be fun. That will be a new adventure. I've been in many of the studios around the country of Salem, but I have not been in the Dallas studios. They're producing my show there and beaming it out across the nation every morning. So I'm looking forward to my visit there. We do have a few spots left, one-hour appointments. This is a rare opportunity where you can just drive right on over to the Embassy Suites, Dallas Love Field area, and you can meet with myself and my big picture guy, Scott, and he'll be analyzing your situation. He's going to ask you some very key questions. I implement, I'm the investor, I'm the guy that puts the money to work and manages it on a daily basis. I'm the guy that hopefully stands between you and your emotions, because the market can be a very, very emotional adventure. Just think over the last 9 years plus, we're at 9 years, 3 months into this current bull market. We had Jamie Dimon last week say we're in the sixth inning. Well, that would indicate that we're two-thirds of the way through it, and we still have three innings left to go. Well, that's a lot of baseball to play still. And today I'm going to tell you what Wells Fargo says. They commented on almost exactly the same thing as to where they think we are in this current economic expansion and in this current bull market. Well, yesterday was an interesting day in the market. I actually finished up for the day overall because a lot of this is not affected as much. In fact, I gave quite a passionate show yesterday, which is now uploaded. Sorry about that. We had a little internet issue yesterday here. The Monday show is now up on the web. You might want to go back and listen to that because I pointed to a lot of areas that are being impacted by what's going on in the world today. You just don't want to be in those areas of the market. Hello, there's some really bad areas of the market to be in. And I'm talking asset classes, not just stocks, asset classes themselves. Big asset classes where asset allocators love to put you into those asset classes no matter what's going on in the world. In my newsletter on Saturday, I flashed a major sell signal on the emerging markets. That's a major asset class out there. Look at your portfolio today. Who's ever managing it? How much exposure do you have to the emerging markets? I have zero. Well, is your guy or gal asleep at the wheel? Do they watch charts? Do they know what's going on in the world? Do they know what's taking place with the U.S. dollar right now and the impact that's having? Do they realize that in a trade war, whatever the resolution is going to be worse for the emerging markets and our trading partners than it is going to be for us. Therefore, that ought to help you out a lot with your current asset allocation. Well, Trump is raising the stakes. Blame it on Trump. Blame this lousy market today on Trump. Trump raises the stakes and threatens new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods. Okay, the little $50 billion tariff on $50 billion worth of goods doesn't seem to be getting China's attention. So now he's upping the ante, threatening new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods. Now, this all took place after the market closed yesterday, and we saw the futures yesterday evening and last night down about 250 points. And of course, the market is following through on that threat made by the futures. The futures are here. The future is now. The futures led to and predicted what's happening in the market today. It's not the end of the world. We've had many sell-offs like this in the last 9.5 years. Yes, there will come a time when this starts to get serious, when we start to slip into recession, when the market gets too expensive, when earnings peak here in America, when the consumer starts to tighten their wallet. Yes, that will occur at some point in time. But right now, this is an outside factor that causes emotional stress, which a lot of people in the market can't bear much emotional stress whatsoever. And they run for the telephone, they run for the laptop, they run for their iPad or their Android device and sell everything while their teeth are chattering and sweat rolls down their foreheads. I think I need to come up with a name for this. It's not a phobia. Maybe it is a phobia. Maybe it is correctionophobia or something like that. And if you think over the last 9+ years, every time correctionophobia hit you and your knees started to knock and your teeth started to chatter and you started watching all the financial channels, seeing what they're saying out there, trying to make sense of it all, it's been the wrong thing to do to run away from a bull market and an expanding U.S. economy. Well, the new tariffs Trump wants to set at a 10% rate. Okay, everything coming into the U.S. from China on these goods that are identified, he wants to place, you're going to pay 10% to do business here. That's what you're doing to us. That's what we're going to do to you. Where does this all lead? Well, we'll be right back. I do know that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I hope during the break you had time to run to the your laptop and sell everything. You know, you had a rocky day in the market today. Blame it on Trump. We've got the market nervous. They don't want a full-on trade war. But, you know, the stakes are going higher. You ever watch, once in a while, when I'm really bored, I'll watch a few hands of the World Poker Tour on television. You know, they wear these funny sunglasses. You can't see their emotions. And they wear funny hats to distract the all kinds of games that one plays against another in the game of poker. And pretty soon I'll see your $5,000 and I'll raise you $5,000, and I'll see your raise and I'll raise you $10,000, and the pot keeps going higher. Somebody eventually, especially if you're holding a weak hand, eventually someone has to fold or they're bust. Well, who holds the stronger hand here? Would life go on without Chinese goods here in America? Well, prices would definitely go up. You're not going to get that chaise lounge at Home Depot for $190. It's going to be $350. It'll be American-made, but made proudly here in America. So the stakes are going higher. The market frets. The market overshoots. The market overreacts. How many times has it done it over the last 9-plus years? Well, just have to grip your armchair. You're going to have to fasten your seatbelt. Take a couple of aspirin to get you through the day. Tie your hands behind your back. Oh, I might be doing some selling today, but I'll also be looking for some of the leadership stocks that have been leading the market here. Yesterday's show, if you missed it, it was passionate. I was pointing you to the leadership areas of the market. There's not many. And I absolutely, you know, when you're hiking on a trail and you see three rocks piled up, well, from my Boy Scout master days, I know that that means danger. Don't go down this path. Either a drop-off or a rattlesnake or something that's going to get you. Well, I put up three little rocks, big rocks, on several asset classes. I reminded you on many, because I've had three rocks on those trails for a long time. Well, I added three rocks to two more trails yesterday. And I put a big go this way sign on two asset classes. So if you missed yesterday's show, it's up on the web. It's up on my website, GundersonCapital.com. It's on the app, Best Stocks Now. It's out there in podcast land. You might want to have a listen to that. Well, China is obviously not going to take this. Sitting down, they're saying, we're going to strike back. And you companies over there in America that sell goods to us in China, we're going to match and raise. We'll see your 10% tariff, and we'll raise it another. We'll set a 15% tariff. Well, there's an awful lot of companies here in America that don't depend on selling goods to China. Instead, they're more attached to the U.S. economy and how the consumer is doing. So we're in the midst of this. It's going to be some short-term pain. China's Commerce Ministry says they've declared war on us. We'll strike back. Well, I'm looking at the China Index, FXI. It flashed a sell signal. It's part of the emerging markets. The U.S., there's still some good indexes here in the U.S., even though they're being a little bit impacted today. In the meantime, while all of this seems to be centered around China, we kind of forget North Korea. Kim Jong-un is headed to China today. I don't know if he's buying options on the Shenzhen exchange or going to meet with President Xi, probably, and tell him all about his recent summit. Oh, I'm sure China had a listening device in there somewhere in Kim Jong-un's pocket, his coat jacket. But that is something else that's going on in the world, geopolitics. In the meantime, if we come back here to the U.S. and just focus on our economy right now, housing starts rise faster than expected. Well, that's good news. The interest rates obviously have been moving up here recently, but the consumer, the housing market, a lot of times a very good indicator for the strength of the U.S. economy. One of the indicators, housing starts rise faster than expected. Now, this is just part of a pattern that's been going on now for several months. Our economy here in the U.S. is accelerating. I told you yesterday there's been several estimates lately for this quarter that we're currently in, which will end in 11 days, that we could see 4 to 4.5% GDP growth in this quarter. And I've also said what we're doing here in the U.S., the actions that we're taking, is benefiting our economy. It's working. We're finally getting out of those 2% doldrums that we've been in for so long, living on a zero interest rate policy only, and we know where it got us. And what happens when you start raising interest rates, and you don't have anything to back it up? You don't have a second shot to take the economy. The economy will die a slow death. That's why we needed that big shot in the arm of fiscal policy. Tax relief, tax cuts, regulatory cuts. And it's working. And I've also contrasted it many times. There's a pattern. There are two very strong patterns going on here. One is on our side of the pond, where we're accelerating, and the other is on the other side of the pond, that Atlantic Ocean, the UK economy. We've talked about the German economy. We've talked about Italy. The UK economy is to grow at the slowest pace since 2009. They're expecting 1.3% growth. What are they doing wrong? And what are we doing right? I think it's pretty obvious. Well, who's the winners and losers? How can we make money from all of this? That's what I care about, darn it. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I hope during the break you took a couple of Tylenol, maybe some Tums, whatnot. We'll get through it. It's been 9-plus years of bull. You don't have time left to miss runs like this. I see another one, one of the biggest advisory firms, Wells Fargo. I don't know if we want to listen to their advice. But they say that the U.S. economy is in the final third of expansion. That's exactly what Jamie Dimon said. In other words, in baseball parlance, they are in the last three innings here. You never know. We could go into extra innings. So do you want to take all your chips off the table two-thirds of the way into this nine-year-plus bowl? In the meantime, I keep my eyes in the rearview mirror. I'm always looking at what's... I'm as paranoid as the next guy about it. I've been through several cycles in the market. Well, cycles, the stock market cycles seem to be very highly correlated with the U.S. economy and earnings. And the bond market cycles are very tightly correlated with interest rates. So that's part of what I watch in my rearview mirror and down the road and all of the tributaries that feed into those two major asset classes. And you know what? There's always a sunny side of the street, and there's a side of the street you don't want to be on. Well, where's some of the sunny side right now, and where's the dark side that we want to avoid? I've been warning about the emerging markets for the last several weeks, maybe even the last couple of months. I've watched Brazil and the political turmoil taking place and the plunge of their currency, the real. I've watched Argentina, who seemingly was getting back into the world markets, pro-business leader, leading the country. A country that many times has reneged on their debt and has a hard time getting a loan anymore. I had a friend like that in high school. About the fourth time he hit me up for some chocolate milk money, I cut him off. You know, look, I haven't been paid back for the first three times. Now you want a fourth one. Well, I've watched that happen down in Argentina. These are emerging markets. And, of course, Mexico under heavy threat from tweaks to the NAFTA agreement. Maybe we'll quit buying their avocados. Maybe we got enough here to make guacamole. I don't know. And now I'm watching what's going on in the emerging markets with Trump, the deal maker, getting tough. I watch what's going on in Europe, trying to live off of a zero interest rate policy with no shots in the arm from fiscal policy to help boost their economy. Can't they look and see what we're doing here and say, what they're doing is working. What we're doing over here is not working. So one of the dark sides of the street right now is anything outside of the U.S. The emerging markets are a big part of a lot of folks' asset allocations. And the asset allocator, the dyed-in-the-wool modern portfolio theory disciple or practitioner will tell you, you know what? It just all evens out in the end. I know the emerging market side of your portfolio is getting whacked right now. I know that the bond market is down 4% so far this year. And I know that the Dow is basically flat on the year right now. But that's the allocation that the computer spit out. And look, it's in color. Look at this colorful 25-page with the nice cover with your name. This was prepared specifically for you. Never mind, it's the same stuff that's spit out for everybody that age and that risk tolerance. But anyways, there's some asset classes right now that are troublesome, very troublesome, and they could get more troublesome. Now let's just cross the street, all right? There's a crosswalk. Let me push the walk sign. Okay, I'm good. Here comes a guy. I think it's an asset allocator. Okay, we made it. The other side of the street, you know, you can turn the emerging markets upside down. And I've talked about this I've given this example many times. There's an inverse emerging markets. It's an exchange-traded fund. There's $160 million in it. It's traded 274,000 shares today. It's totally liquid, and it's not the only inverse emerging market fund. I've been warning. I said, you know, that thing's getting ready to break out. It gave a buy signal, a preliminary buy signal, around April of this year, March, April time period. It's in an uptrend. EUM is a way that you could hedge if you're really convinced and sold on the emerging markets that you need to have a 25% exposure to it because the computer says you should. Well, then you can hedge that a little bit with EUM, which is inverse the emerging markets. EUM is breaking out today. It's really breaking out today on big volume. And on the other side of the street, my Best Stocks Now app, which gets tested every day, I mean, will the sell signal on the emerging markets last week? That's going to happen to the U.S. markets at some point down the road. And I could see it coming several weeks before it actually flashed a sell signal. And the sell signal is now accompanied by a breakdown in the chart. So you have not only a sell signal based on performance, relative strength, and all that kind of stuff, but you can also just look outside at the world around you and what kind of pressure the emerging markets are under right now as we try to level the trading balance, as we try to level the playing field as it relates to trade. You know, if you're going to slap all these tariffs on us around the world and try to protect your goods and your economy and your workers and your factories, we're going to do it to you. In a perfect world, in a free trading world, there would be no tariffs on anything. We would have totally free trade. That's the best of all worlds. That's never going to happen. But that's what we believe in the United States. Many do, free traders. That's the best thing. That's the ultimate. Well, we're trying to get closer to that. And in the meantime, the emerging markets are really getting hammered right now. And I think this could last for quite some time. So there's one really dark side of the world right now that you might want to reconsider. Now, if you've been watching every week in my newsletter, I have two kind of general sections. I have my 401k section, which has all the typical asset classes that you would have available to you in a typical 401k. A typical 401k usually is mutual fund oriented, and it usually has some large cap U.S. growth, some mid cap U.S. growth, some small cap U.S. It usually has emerging markets. It usually has developed international markets. Has several different choices on the menu of bond funds, debt markets, and it has cash, and you're usually not allowed any kind of inverse or hedging other than just going all to cash. But you've seen me trim considerably that emerging market exposure till it got to zero as I watched these things start to unravel. And now, of course, we've got that major sell signal on the emerging market. So it's one thing to have the money taken out of your check every week and put into your 401k. That's a great start. That's half the equation. The second half of the equation is putting it into the right asset classes. I've had people come to me who had their 401k in cash the whole time. They never put it in any kind of a growth vehicle. It was a savings account. But when you've only got $45,000 in your 401k when you're 62 years old, you're in trouble. Okay, well, I'll try to find something good here. I told you about EUM. It's not all bad. EUM's breaking out today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks.
If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We will be broadcasting a week from tomorrow from Mike Gallagher's studio in Dallas, Texas. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be meeting with folks. And we do have a few left, not many, but you can call us and see if we can work something out that works for you. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And then on Saturday, you know, I don't do a whole lot of workshops during the year. I try to do one in each city. Well, it's Dallas's turn here. Saturday, June the 30th, 8:30 a.m. That's at the Embassy Suites, Dallas Love Field. Plenty of free parking, no charge to come to the workshop to have a nice meet and greet, and I'll try to tell you what I know at that point in time, because this market is always changing. It's very fluid, and I'll try to give you the highlights when I'm there on June the 30th. If you'd like to reserve a spot to the workshop or meet with myself, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. If you've got big exposure in your portfolio to the debt markets right now, especially the emerging market debt markets or international debt markets, let alone the U.S. debt market, or if you have a lot of exposure to international stocks and emerging market stocks right now, you might want to get a second opinion. You can, again, reserve a spot with us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Okay, one of the areas, how about something that's unaffected by trade wars, all right? One of the areas that is a leader this year, the small cap U.S. stocks. They're up 10% so far this year. The Dow is flat, and the bond market is down 4%, and the emerging markets are negative. U.S. small cap stocks have come alive here. It started showing up in my app several months ago, and now it's being confirmed, and I've been beefing up and picking from amongst the best small caps. Now, you can buy the S&P 600. You can buy the Russell 2000, which is full of junk. It's full of filler. It's like a cheap hot dog from Walmart. There's only a little bit of good stuff in there, and the rest is just horrible. Or you can cherry pick it. Now, let me feature a small cap stock here today. I'm not giving a recommendation. I'm giving an example of a small cap stock that fits my criteria. ICU, not IOU, that's the U.S. government. ICU Medical. The symbol is ICUI, and I believe it's headquartered in my neck of the woods. In San Clemente, California, which is about 45 minutes north of my home office in Carlsbad. ICU Medical has been growing their earnings at a very nice clip over the years. And it shows in the performance of the stock. ICU was a $35 stock in 2011. Today it's a $300 stock. Listen to their last four quarters. Their sales are up 243%, sales up 253%, sales up 287%, sales up 50%. That's their last four quarters. Now, I could show you 98% of the stocks in the Russell 2000 that can't hold a candle to that kind of stock performance or earnings performance. ICU develops disposable medical connection systems for use in vascular therapy, oncology, and critical care applications. It's currently a $6.1 billion market cap company. That puts it in the small cap arena. This is an Apple at $950 billion, headed for a trillion. This is $6.2 billion, hopefully headed for $10 billion. The performance over the years has been stunning. an investment in ICUI, which is purely a growth stock, there's not any dividend here, has averaged 29% per year over the last 10 years, while the market's averaged 7.7%. Over the last 5 years, ICU has delivered 32%, while the market's delivered 11%. It's tripled the returns of the market with no guarantees going forward. This is the batting average that it carries up to the plate as it takes a swing. Over the last 3 years, ICU has delivered 47% per year, while the market's delivered 9%, and over the last 12 months, it's up 78%. The market's up 13%. It gets a performance grade of A+. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market, and it happens to be in the small cap growth arena of the U.S., a leading asset class right now. That's what active investment does. It searches out the best areas of the market, and it stays away from the dark side of the market. I can make a pretty good case for this stock going north of 500 5 years down the road. It's 300. That's just based on analysts' expectations and mathematics. No guarantees. This stock is currently ranked number 25 in my app. The app is my pride and joy. The work that went into that app and the algorithms and the formulas and the spreadsheet, it would take up my whole room here that I'm broadcasting from. It gives ICU Medical ranked number 25 out of 5,165 stocks in my universe, and I currently own it, along with about 25, 26 others with similar characteristics in my ultra growth portfolio. This is my more aggressive of the two, but it's really doing well right now because it's mostly in small and mid-cap stocks, which are now leading asset classes in the market. All right, well, this has been fun. The market has settled down a little bit since the stormy opening this morning. The trade war, we're in the midst of it. It's no fun when the battle is on and the peanut butter sandwiches and the wontons are being thrown back and forth against each other, and it's a food fight, and the market's in the middle. You got to cut through the emotion and be in the right asset classes. If you'd like to talk to me about money management and a plan, GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-VEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.